Midway between Venice and Milan, cerulean waters glimmer along lush green shores. In the middle of the glacial water lies an island that Catullus once called home, Sirmio. 31 is a poem that praises the beauty of Catullus's home island, but more than that, it praises the beauty of coming home. The feeling of returning home after being away for a long time is one that anyone who's traveled can relate to. Summer camp, for instance. You go in expecting to have the time of your life, and maybe you do. But by the end of the summer, all that you care about is going back to what is familiar and comfortable. Seeing your dog's wagging tail, or smelling a home-cooked meal. You gain a new appreciation for everything you had once taken for granted. Catullus expresses this sense of joy and appreciation after spending a disappointing year in Bithynia under the stingy praetor Gaius Memmius from 57 to 56 BCE. He writes about the disastrous journey in other poems. Upon seeing Sirmio, the narrator expresses feelings of limitless joy and disbelief, with the departure seeming as though it would never come. Catullus is the exhausted camper, wearied by homesickness, who collapses on his bed in a home where the sights and sounds are more magical than before. What is so typical of Catullus's poetry in 31 is that he takes something personal and relatable and makes it seem grand and epic. This is achieved through his use of mythological imagery. Catullus refers to mundane water as divine Neptune. He also references the mythological past of the Etruscans as Lydians when speaking of the waves. But you don't have to be a Trojan exile or a lost Ithacan king to understand what it means to long for and finally arrive at home. Catullus expresses this desire by praising the immense beauty of his home island, calling it the jewel of the islands and peninsulas. Also characteristic of Catullus is the extensive use of wordplay and repetition present throughout the poem. In lines 12 and 13, Catullus beseeches the island, Ero gaude gaudente, rejoice in your rejoicing master. This helps to reinforce the joyous tone of the poem and the happiness that is homecoming. Home is where you lay your roots, and no matter how far you go, what exotic places you'll see, it always holds a powerful place in your heart, just as it does for Catullus in the poem. He doesn't dream of distant lands, but rather he expresses yearning for home. Catullus asks, "What is better than coming home?" The implied answer is nothing, only te, Sirmio. He says that his homecoming is the only reward for great labors and the only thing to rid him of his burdened mind. In another less explicit correspondence, Catullus commands the Lydian waves to laugh with whatever loud laughter is at home. The word that Catullus uses, kakinorum, literally translates to loud laughter, which evokes an image of a booming laugh, a crashing noise like waves breaking against a shore. The laughter and joy of the crashing is what greets Catullus as he reaches his home. Coming home, it's a celebration, it's laughter, and it is joy. Sirmio, jewel of peninsulas and islands, more than anything that Neptune carries, in the clear lake and vast seas, how eagerly and happily I come to gaze upon you. Barely believing that I left Thynian and Bithynian fields, and now see you safely. Oh, what is more blessed than to be carefree, when the mind puts aside its burdens, and tired from distant work, we arrive at home and rest in a desired bed. This is the only reward for such dread. Hello, O lovely Sirmio, and rejoice in your rejoicing master, and you, O Lydian waves of the lakes that roam, laugh with whatever loud laughter is at home. Paeninsularum, Sirminsularum quae occule, quas cum quin liquentibus stagnis marique vasto fert, uterque Neptunus, quam te libenter, quamque laetus in viso, vix mipse credens, thuniatque bithunos, liquisse campos, et videre tintuto. O, quid salutis est beatius curis, cum mens onus reponit, ac peregrino, labore fessi, venimus larad nostrum, desiderato quaquiescimus lecto. Hoc est quod unest pro laboribus tantis, salve, o venusta Sirmio, atquero gaude gaudente. Vosque, o Lydiae lacus undae. Ridete, quidquid est domi cacinorum.
Thank you.